According to the Environment, Water and Climate Ministry, the country's annual mean surface temperature has warmed by 0.4 degrees Celsius from 1900 to 2000. The country is now experiencing more hot and fewer cold days as a result of climate change and variability, while the timing and amount of rain received are becoming uncertain. Droughts are more regular. Food shortages are a perennial feature, resulting in a high prevalence of undernourishment, estimated at 30 to 54% between 2006 and 2012. The trend is worrying not only for the government, but for the ordinary people as well. Recently, the government set up a climate change management department in the Environment Ministry to deal with the climate change issues in the country. Principal climate change researcher in the climate change department, Elisha Moyo, says the department is already implementing a national climate change response strategy launched a fortnight ago. The strategy says will guide the integration of climate change issues into national development and addressing its impact on communities. Moyo says what is pleasing is that Zimbabweans are aware of climate change and its effects, but there is need for more public awareness among communities.
There is new knowledge that is coming. There is need maybe for more awareness. There is need for more efforts in educating the communities, but also learning from what they are doing. Most of them, they have their indigenous knowledge systems. They have their knowledge. They've been adapting, you know.
He adds the department is already implementing adaptation strategies such as raising funds for irrigation-supported agriculture.
There have been issues of adaptation, how we can access means of implementation for adaptation, that is the finance, that is the technologies. So these are the issues largely that we have been advocating to say, how can we make sure that we access some of the credit lines, some of the loans, some of the grants that are issued by different finance mechanisms.
The government is preparing to go to the crucial Paris Climate Change Conference, COP21, but Permanent Secretary Prince Mpazwiriwo of the Environment, Water and Climate Ministry says Zimbabwe's position will be enunciated by President Robert Mugabe as the chair of the African Union at the meeting. This, he said, follows a meeting convened by the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, UNECA, last week in Victoria Falls, bringing together African governments and experts to come up with a united position ahead of COP21.
Last week, Thursday and Friday, Zimbabwe had a successful conference, stakeholder conference, where we were looking at these issues and also where we launched our climate change response strategy. But prior to that, we had also had the 5th African Climate Development in Africa, which was held in Victoria Falls, and this was coordinated by UNECA. At that conference, outcome of it is going to be delivered, which is the African position, by the African chair, who also happens to be our head of state. So let us wait and get it from him, who carries the mandate to pronounce the AU and national position.
City resident Henry Munangatire welcomes the government's attempts to mitigate climate change effects, but adds more action is required in the worst affected communities.
What we're not seeing enough of on the ground is actual enforcement of practical things that are affecting climate change in Zimbabwe. One, of course, is land use. Land use is very important because if we don't farm correctly, what ends up happening is that we weaken our soils. If our soils are weakened, we weaken our vegetation, and that causes siltation in our rivers, and then water and other issues become a problem. Also, the issue of tree cutting is another very small issue which I think the government can do a lot more to deal with.
Another resident, James Peary, says individuals and companies must complement government efforts to reduce the emission of greenhouse gases, which are largely responsible for climate change.
It is affecting us now. As we speak, it is November, mid-November, and we haven't received the rains yet. It is because of that phenomenon.
Munangatire and Peary say they hope Zimbabwe will learn a lot about managing climate change at the forthcoming Paris Climate Change Conference, COP21.
Number one, it's a very good stage for Zimbabwe to showcase the work it's doing and also the vision it has for climate change. Obviously, there are issues like the ongoing debate that industrialized nations should pay for the damage they have done to the environment through industrialization, since they were the major beneficiaries. However, my personal position and what I think we should think about is what can we do on our own?
Moyo says Harare is ready for COP21 and is optimistic a legally binding climate agreement aimed at reducing global warming by below 2% degrees Celsius would be reached with the most developed countries that are largely responsible for polluting the environment, committing more resources towards mitigating the effects of climate change. But Pangana Istole of the Zimbabwe Energy Council says the intersectoral consultations on the Zimbabwe's position on the Paris meeting were minimal.
We want to see the Chamber of Mines participating in those discussions. We want to see the energy sector participating in those discussions in a big way. If you look what is contributing much of this impact, it's the energy sector that is contributing through thermal power stations. And Zimbabwe has got thermal power stations, and it's also talking of actually increasing its thermal power stations at the expense of renewables.
He said discussions about Paris have been limited to environment and agricultural sectors alone, yet many sectors that contribute towards global warming could have made meaningful contributions. According to Zimbabwe's intended nationally determined contributions, INDCs, that were presented last month to United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change by the Environment, Water and Climate Change Minister Opamu Chinguri, the country is seeking to contribute to an ambitious goal of limiting temperature rise to below 1.5 degrees Celsius. INDCs are climate change mitigation actions, strategies or policies that result in the reductions of emissions of greenhouse gases and the consequent slowing down of global warming. Muchinguri said Zimbabwe is looking at expanding and promoting the use of renewable and cleaner energy technologies. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.